5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jade. Briley. Briley. I was just thinking Jaden here, Trade Gill here a while ago. Anyway, hey, welcome back.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been like 3 weeks. And,
yeah.
And I'm upset with you, but we'll get to that later.
Hey.
Let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. 72 degrees at Hollis. 74 at Altus, 74 at Granfield. Bessie Butler, you're 69, 59 at Woodward, 59 at Cherokee. Medford, you're 59. And out in the Panhandle, Beaver, you're 54. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 59 degrees. 59 at Lipscomb, 65 at Miami, 70 at Wellington. And down there, south of the Red River Bridge, south of Altus, Odell is 75 degrees. So welcome back.
Thank you.
We're going to get into some really good stories here in a little bit. I got a feeling. The reason why I'm upset is I had to interview all these FFA chapters by myself, including your chapter. You were the only officer missing, by the way.
Yeah, I was.
I'm trying to make you feel bad. You're doing it?
Not really.
I didn't think so. You're a pretty good sport with me anyway, because you probably know what's getting ready to come out of my mouth. Anyway. Seen you guys last night. The tacos were good. I finished the fourth one off at 3:30 this morning when I woke up. it was all good. We got a lot going on. Hey, well, I remember, if you got your deal up on the Elk City FFA chapter?
What
breaking news happened with the Elk City chapter?
Seven of our seniors got their state FFA degrees.
How many did? Seven?
Seven.
You know their names?
Cade Ellis, James Jeter, Wyatt McConnell, Miley Moran, Blaine Pierce, Aubrey Shelton, and Brooklyn Young.
Oh, cool. Most of them are officers, aren't they?
No.
Just Miss Shelton.
Actually, yeah, most of them are officers.
Are they? All right, cool.
Yeah, four of them are.
They did a really good job in here. They did a really good job when they come in here. It was interesting to talk to them, to the ones that already got plans for where they're going to college and what they're going to become. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So I am glad you're back.
I'm
sure your dad's ready for you to be back because I know it's been warm.
Mm-hmm.
We got snow in the forecast tomorrow.
Yeah.
But everybody's getting a little antsy with the gardens.
Yeah. He got all of our seeds planted while I was gone.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope he planted some extra black cherry. And what is the other little tomatoes I got from you guys last year? Oh, the Juliettes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Juliettes. I'm going to plant a bunch of them this year.
Yeah.
So me and the dogs went out there yesterday and took all the T-posts down inside the high tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I'm going to wait for a calm day, so I'm going to pull all the old plants out and burn them. And everybody's saying, why ain't you putting that back in your ground? I don't need it. I got plenty of forage already on there, so I'm just going to burn them. And then if cases there's some disease there, they're going to go up and smoke.
Yeah.
They would do. Hey, remind me, while we're talking about that, aphids and white flies, what do you guys do for that? Remember?
So for the aphids, when we get them, the main thing we do is, well, one, we get our ladybugs.
Yeah.
And then we also, like, on our cucumbers, we'll, like, power wash them with just water. So
right.
Water.
Right. Okay.
So.
All right. And then what about white flies? Do you guys have anything for that, or did we even talk about that?
I don't even know if we've had problems with that.
I did.
We may have, but I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know if you have a major problem out in the open. I think I had them on the inside of that high tunnel. When they started in on them celebrity.
Yeah.
They were only doing the celebrity tomatoes at first. And then towards the end of the year, when I didn't even care, they started munching down on the, I don't even know what, they kind of slowly just, I don't even know what the white flies do. They don't eat the plant, but they put a fungus on them.
So kind of like aphids?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. The aphids is a sticky deal, sticky coating on there. Mm-hmm. But the white flies, it kind of turns it into a moldy mess.
Ew.
Yeah, so I don't know what else is going on with that. By the way, you guys, on Paragon TV today, 1 o'clock, Hammond versus Kiowa. And that's today at 1 o'clock. And that's the girls. I don't know if this is the champ. No, this must not be the championship. This must be the next one that's going in. So on this one here, unless I'm wrong, and I'll correct it if I'm wrong, you can't watch it on Paragon TV, but you can listen to it. And then 24 hours later, you can watch it rerun on it, actual live with commentary and everything. But the commentary will be on there today at 1 o'clock. I'll find out and correct myself. I should have asked somebody, but Merritt yesterday got beaten by Dale, and it was just sound only. So I'll get a backup on that for sure. And then that's today at 1 o'clock. I think everybody else out here in Paragon TV area is out.
Yeah.
Is the Elk City Girls out, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, they're all out. So, okay. Let's start your life story. So tell everybody where you went.
So I went up to Tyler, or down to Thailand.
You went to Thailand.
Yeah, whatever direction. Up in the mountains up by the Burma border.
Yeah.
And we go every year in February, and we go to a bunch of different villages. Most of them are long neck villages, and we go and teach English and teach them about God and just do ministry work the whole time we're there.
Right. Was there any major projects you help them with this year?
This year there actually wasn't any major projects. We did look into fixing another one of their wells, but that's going to have to be a project for next year because we didn't have enough time. But we did start looking at the well to see what needed to be done.
What needs to be done?
I think they're just going to put a pump on it, a better pump, so they don't have to walk all the way out there to get buckets of water. They're going to get a pump and then like some tubing to like transport it up to the village.
Right.
I think that's what they're going to do with it.
Right. Well, you guys did that on another village already, right? Or is this the same
village?
Village?
They same just did village? It with a different pump.
Oh, well,
or
I got
a different well. So they're going to do it with another one.
Get some water going up there, huh?
Yeah.
So yesterday you texted me, and here's exactly what you said. You said, "You'll never believe what I saw while in Thailand." And of course, my response was a dragon. But no, you said they use plastic culture for some of their gardens. Can you?
Yeah.
Do you and your dad teach them how to do that, or is that?
Actually, no. So we didn't teach them. So it wasn't like in the villages or anything. It was actually when we were driving to get to the villages, I just saw a big patch of garden, and I looked down and on the ground, and it was plasticulture. Like, it didn't look as fancy or high tech as ours, but it was still like the raised beds with the plastic covering it.
Right.
And there were like rows and rows and rows of us. Like, that's pretty cool because I've never seen that over there.
So how'd they water it?
I didn't get to see that because we were just driving by.
Right.
But I don't know because I didn't see no blue hose or anything, but I bet there was some sort of hosing. If not, I bet they. So I don't know because they don't have, unless they had like a well out there for it, but I didn't get to see that much because we were driving by.
Well, I've seen some people that's had plastic down and they hand water it.
Yeah.
But how big was this? Pretty big?
It was pretty big. It was like, I'm very bad with measurements. I don't know. It was pretty big.
Right.
Maybe like 50 plus
bigger
rows.
Bigger than yours?
Oh, yeah. It was like the rows were pretty long and it was, pretty a lot of rows.
Right.
So, be a lot of work to hand water all that.
Well, next year you need to go to it and stop. Check
it
out.
Yeah, because now we know that it's there. Be able to check it out a little more.
Right. Well, back to the dragon. was it a dragon like on Game of Thrones or whatever that movie is?
So, you know how like during Chinese New Year, they have like those dragons.
The people are under them like legs?
Yeah, they had one. We were getting ready to go out to one of the villages, and the lady who drives us, she's lived there for 20 plus years, and she has not seen that like that celebration once. So we stopped and watched it, and they had like little, like the lion ones and then the dragons, and they were going from business to business and like blessing the business and giving offerings.
Right.
For like their religion and their culture and stuff. And it was actually really cool to see.
What is their religion?
A lot of them are Buddhist.
Okay. I was wondering if that's what it was.
But yeah, it was really cool. The dragon was really long too. But it was just...
From that video you showed me, there was like 10, 15 people under there.
Yeah, there was. It was really neat to see.
You and I'd do a dragon. We'd be stumbling over each other and fall down and it'd be a smash dragon.
I could never do that with your head being under, not seeing where you're going.
Follow the leader. So, okay, cool. Well, we're going to go ahead and what is today? Hey, speaking of today, sponsor, Wheeler General Store in Wheeler, Texas. Mm-hmm. I made a trip out there yesterday.
You did?
Yes, and if you guys have never been into the Wheeler General Store out in Wheeler, Texas, you need to go out there. I've always said it's a do-it-best store inside there, plus feed stuff. They got everything that you need for horse, water, plumbing. Also, I didn't know it, but yesterday they got some catch-alls in there, the deals that go in the back of your trucks to store your hay wrap in. And looking on the highway between here and Wheeler, Texas, there's a bunch of farmers and ranchers that need some catch-alls. Because and I know the wind was howling, been howling a couple of days this week, but still.
Yeah.
No joke, Highway 152 and 6 Highway going to Wheeler is just... It doesn't show a very good sign for us farmers and ranchers as being great stewards of the land. So, guys, even if you make your own homemade deal to put wrap in, we got to do a better job. I'm sorry. I know you guys get tired of me harping on it, but it's pretty sad. I bet I counted 60 balls of wrap between Elk City and Wheeler on the highway, and I wasn't even trying to count.
That's a lot.
And so, but they got catch-alls in there. And then Nathan took me back out in the warehouse. Holy moly, he's got some stuff in there. Half the warehouse is probably feed tubs. Yeah. And what I like about his feed tubs is they're all metal. And then you get $6 back on them when you bring them back in. But he's got every type of feed tub you need out there. Of course, lots of high pro feed. He's got net wrap in there for guys out there they got the cover edge and just the regular with net wrap. I go on for an hour what he's got in there, but, he took me on the grand tour. Plus they got three big, fertilizer spreaders for, spreading fertilizer, dry fertilizer, and, got it going on. So you guys need to go out there and check it out. Matter of fact, he gave me some giveaways.
Oh,
you see, what is that?
It looks like an ice chest.
Yeah, it's a Wheeler General Store ice chest with a High Pro Feeds emblem on it and the big Wheeler General Store emblem on there. So the fifth person with the correct answer and your name to send me a message on the Today in Ag text line, I got a really easy question for you because I've already said it twice. What kind of feed does the Wheeler General Store stock at their store? I got an ice chest. It's a nice ice chest. It's a collapsible canvas type ice chest. Fifth person. Did I say the fifth person?
Yeah.
Fifth person to text in their name and the correct answer, and you'll get you a free Wheeler General Store ice chest with the High Pro Feeds emblem on it. We'll see if everybody's awake today. You already got it, didn't you?
Yep.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you tired of unexpected power outages? Do you ever think about a situation where losing power could mean something very serious to your way of life or worse? Imagine a world where your home stays powered no matter what the situation. That world can be your reality. Take the first step towards peace of mind with a Generac generator from Culver Electric. As a trusted authorized dealer, Culver offers the latest in Generac technology. And for a limited time, when you purchase your Generac from Culver Electric, they will include a full year of Mobile Link to ensure your generator is always ready to provide the power you need. Mobile Link alerts you and the Culver team of any potential service needs or issues that would prevent your Generac from providing an effortless power supply instantly. Stop by our location at 1823 West 20th Street in Elk City and let our expert team help you find the perfect generator to fit your needs. Call us today at 580-243-5846 to secure your backup power solution. Culver Electric, keeping the power and lights on.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed. Or just drive to Blair and get your tires. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age, Vantage, and 50 yearling bulls. Also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's go to Lipscomb, Texas, and check out what's happening there in the Texas Panhandle with some ag weather. 59 miles an hour. I'm so used to wind. 59 degrees, humidity's 25, dew point's 23, northwest winds at 10 with wind gust up to 15, peak wind gust today 33, 14 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far this month, no red flag or sub-freezing minutes, 8-inch soil temperature 46 degrees. They had a fire at Slapout yesterday, and from what I understand, if I read the story right, a farmer lost something, or a rancher lost something or forgot something. He went back to look for it, and he parked his truck, and then his I don't remember the whole story, but the exhaust caught the grass on fire, and luckily he had short grass in those pastures. Mm-hmm. So Ellis County and somebody from Kansas, one of the task force from Kansas got called in to help Slapout and all those guys there, and what is that, Beaver County? Yeah, Beaver County. I got it put out and didn't get out of hand because it is, it tis the season for wildfires. Mm-hmm. We do have a winner. You guys weren't sleeping as much as I thought you was. I got 20 text messages. I notified the winner of the Wheeler General Store High Pro Feeds. I thought I'd catch somebody sleeping, but you guys were awake today. So anyway, we got that going on. Let's finish up before we get into some agriculture news. So you know a lot of people over there. So anything cool happened while you was over there besides finding all that plastic culture and seeing the dragon?
So one of my favorite things that happened over there was when we stayed the night out at one of the villages, there was also a group of Buddhists from one of the towns who came in and, like, they also made food and, like, they were partying all night long. And what I thought was really, really cool was when we all went up to Gray's house, like, the orphanage that we built up there.
Yeah.
We went up there to sing some worship songs and just have, like, some Bible study time. We got almost every single kid in that lives in the village up there worshiping God with us instead of partying with all of the Buddhist people.
Oh, how cool is that?
Which I just thought that was cool because not all the kids that live in the village are Christians or know God. So I just thought it was really cool to see all of them up there with us.
All right. And so you made some new friends.
I didn't really make too many new friends, but I did get to see all my friends from last time, which was really fun.
What's their language?
Some of them speak
Chinese.
Some of them speak Burmese. I think there's Kurini, and then some other like subdivisional languages from those. I don't know all the names of all of them.
Right.
But it's like all similar.
So do they all know English?
Not all of them, but there's quite a few that know some English.
So it's, you don't have a major communication issue with them.
Not really.
Probably have someone with you all the time that knows the language, right?
Yeah, and there's one girl over there that I got really close with this past year. She knows really good English, so she would help translate when we would try to talk to the others that don't know much.
So are you learning any of that language?
Most definitely not. It's so hard. It's just really different.
Yeah. No, my middle daughter, she took Japanese up in Kansas City at an actual language school.
Yeah.
And I was like, one thing I'm not going to help with homework with. And there's like, in I don't know about in Thailand or Chinese or anything, but in Japan, there's 1,024 letters in the alphabet.
That's a lot.
And she I was blessed with a really smart girl, and she learned this like in a semester, how to write it and knew what it meant. And then by the end of her first year, it's like a it's not like a vo-tech school. So you got a couple of choices up in Kansas City. On the Kansas side, in Johnson County, you have vocational, or you got this language school that's kind of like you go to it for 2 years, your junior and senior year. And she was speaking Japanese like I was speaking Jimbonics right now. And she was speaking it, and we sent her to Japan a couple times, and we had some Japanese exchange students. I see what you mean, because, dude, it's quick, and it's just, I think some of them look at their nose when they're talking because they're trying to figure out what they just said. Yeah, so
it's crazy.
That wasn't very good Japanese. But no, so it's interesting. So did your mom go?
Yeah, my mom went with me.
Did she get in any trouble?
Nope, not this year.
What? Well, let's back up a year.
No, she didn't get any trouble.
Okay, all right. Man, I thought we had some trash on your mom.
No, that's my dad you're thinking of. He's the troublemaker.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured your mom for the troublemaker. Now, thanks for everybody for responding. Yes, it was High Pro Feeds was the correct answer. And I let the person who won know. And see here. Oh, from I don't know who this is, but anyway, he says, thank you, Jimmy, for telling those farmers and ranchers about the net wrap out here on the road. There we go. Yeah, it's bad. I'm sorry. Merritt Road's bad. Canute Road's bad. Everywhere I've been gone is just bad. I'm sorry. You guys can get mad at me all you want. Take care of your net wrap. It's mm-hmm. really easy. And these catch-alls, I got one on the back of my truck. It's the best thing. You can put your cake sacks, put your cups in there, any trash, anything. It just doesn't have to be net wrapped, and it cleans out so easy. So check them out. We got them at Wheeler General Store. We got them at Hobart Farm and Garden. And we got them at Ray's Boots here in Elk City. Mm-hmm. And there's somewhere else I'm missing, but I'll figure maybe Atwood's are in the works, but that's we're still a little, there's still a little bit a ways from that. So anyway, try one out, guys. Let's pick up after ourselves, because we're costing our tax, or we're burning our taxpayers money up with bearings and the shredders and all that stuff, and labor picking the hay wrap up off the county and state highways. And I know you're sick of me talking about it, but until you start cleaning up your mess, I'm going to keep talking about it. So whatever you do in your pasture is your business. The highway is a whole different ballgame. Okay, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealerships Grain Market Update real quick. And let me update it. Oh, man, it's doing pop-ups. Come on, quit it. Quit it, quit it, quit it, quit it. All right, let's see what's going on. It looks way better than it did 2 hours ago. March corn, 454. I'm done with March. I said that yesterday. May corn, 469, up 5. July's 475, up 5. Soybeans for May, 1025, down 1 3/4. July is 1039, unchanged. Soybean meal, May, 305.10, up 20. July is 311.80, up 40. Soybean oil, May, 43.37, up 20. Hard red winter wheat, May, 563 down 2. July is 576 down 2 3/4. Cotton, July 67 up 67. West Texas intermediate crude oil, April 67.11 up 75. Natural gas is down a little bit, April 422. Looks like the Dow and the S&P are all in the green. The Nasdaq, not doing too bad. It's almost unchanged. Cattle looks better today. Live cattle for April, 280, up 452. June, 196.75, up 412. Feeders for March, 277.37, up 335. April, 278.57, up 415. May, 278.45, up 460. Lean hogs, even in the green. April, 87.25, up 60. May, 90.77. Up 110. There we can. Yes, somebody just text in. I'll repeat where you can get these catch-alls at. The Wheeler General Store in Wheeler. I know they got them because I seen them yesterday. And then, by the way, if you can see it on Facebook, I got me a new hoodie.
Where's mine?
Somewhere. get them at Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, and you can also get them right here in Elk City at Ray's Boot Shop, Repair Shop. Ray's Boot and Saddle Repair. I know he's listening. He's probably, dude, that's not that my title. We got that going on. All right, so the markets look, especially the lives and the feeders, they come back to kind of gain what they've been losing this week. The Elk City Livestock Auction is going on right now. If you're hungry, go out there and try Cousin K's cheeseburger out, and I'm sure her and the ladies got a special going. And I talked to Jimmy Rhodes as a Cotton King mm-hmm. a few times, and probably more than I need to the last 2 days. He made my wife mad last night. He called in the middle of one of her conversations mm-hmm. and I answered the phone. I don't know if he was mad at him or me, but he caused it. But the monarchy of the Cotton King and Queen down there in Sentinel, Oklahoma, they were needing to know weather for tomorrow for tomorrow, because they want to go to some of the state basketball games. It's a busy time for class BA and 2A basketball going on. Hey, Aaron, this deal today, I don't know if I told him wrong. Is this sound only? Yeah, I was right. Yep. Today with the Hammond and Kiowa starting here in about 30 minutes. Sean and Jared are there. They will be having that. You can hear them talking about it, but you can't see it. And then tomorrow, you can, 24 hours later, you can watch it. So I was right. I was right. I'm not a very good sportsman. Let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February the 14th. 628 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 448 brought 380. 6 at 530 brought 322. 3 at 573 brought 330. 9 at 618 brought 316. 4 at 780 brought 257. 14 at 847 brought 248. 5 head of heifers at 275 brought 385. 3 at 493 brought 310. 4 at 503 brought 310. 28 at 515 brought 312. 3 at 572 brought 272. 5 at 606 brought 276. Butcher cow. Cows were 99 to 157. Butcher bulls brought 109 to 173. Bred cows 1425 to 3075. Pairs brought 2100 to 3200. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. 6 convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb. Good people, great deals since 1979.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, we're going to get ready to talk about that. Man, I stirred the old wasp nest up. Everybody saying, Jimmy, I carry a feed sack and throw it in front of my pickup so the wrap is not scattered over the road. Thank you very much. Yes, there's all kinds. You don't have to have the catch-all. I'm sorry. I got one. I really like it. And there's a, you pull into any parking lot in Elk City, there's catch-alls everywhere on the back of these trucks. And then somebody's mad. They said, tell everybody in Carter Willow area, it's the worst on net wrap, especially Spring Creek. Somebody's picking on somebody. Okay, yes. Yeah, I don't know if they'll ever do that. They should be, we talked about this last year, year before. Somebody said they should be fined trying to you just have to catch them red-handed with it blowing off their truck. I will say the other day, I went to, where did I want to go? I went to, oh, I was on my way up to Sandy's mom and dad, and I got off at El Reno. But on I-40, right before I got off at El Reno, there by the prison, there was no flatbed farm truck like I was driving, going down the road, and I passed him, and he had probably 50 balls of wrap on the back of it, nothing on it, and they were all just not blowing off. I guess a guy going down the road could actually cause a wreck. You know, somebody's going to say, what is that? You know, but I don't know. We'll check out. Let's check out some weather in northwestern Oklahoma before I get too carried away on the hay wrap deal. let's see here. Freedom. Let's head to Freedom. You ever been to Freedom?
Nope.
You know where it's at?
Nope.
East of Woodward. I'll help you out a little bit. 59 degrees at Freedom, dew points 33, humidity's 37. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 17 with wind gusts up to 26. 27 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 45 degrees. Sunset at 6:36, 66 today, 30% chance of rain and snow tonight. 32 for a low. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain and snow, a high of 46. I think our big snow band is right where we're sitting. It's going to be part of Roger Mills, Greer, and the last I seen in Beckham County. And then it's going to kind of start turning to different moisture the farther east you go. So you get people going to the state championships tomorrow. Please be careful. Most of you guys know how to drive in the slush and the sleet and all that good stuff. It's those people that live up there that bother me the way they drive. So be careful. Watch out for the trucks and the whole nine yards. Okay. We're talking about stock shows.
Yeah.
First, I want to read you these numbers. Are you ready?
Okay.
At OYE this year, record-breaking entry numbers. 969 market steers.
Wow.
2,134 breeding heifers. 10,781. Take a guess. That's a big number. Come on.
Gilts.
Nope. Bears.
I was close.
You were close. There's 10,580 breeding gilts. 2,766 market weather lambs. 1,592 breeding ewes, 1,757 market weather goats, 1,819 doe goats, and this is the cool one. You ready? What's left? It's not an animal. I'll give you a hint. What else is at OYE?
Ag mechanic.
You got her. 350 entries.
Wow.
They're going to need a bigger building up there.
Yeah.
So a total of 3,000. A total of 33,023 entries.
That's crazy.
And you've been up there.
Yeah.
And you know how crazy it is already.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be crazier this year.
Yeah, it is.
But the new arena, I think they'll be using the new arena next year, I think. I think that's when the new ones are going to be completed. You got some cousins showing from over in Custer County.
Yep.
Rattle their names off.
The only one showing is Neely Pritchard.
The other one graduated.
Yeah, Mason graduated, and Lainey's not old enough yet, I don't think.
Yeah, she'll be hot and heavy in it.
Yeah, I think next year she'll be old enough.
She'll be 9. Well, no, in the jackpot she can show anytime she wants.
Yeah, I don't know. Either she's got a couple more years left.
All right. So how they been doing?
I think they've been doing pretty good. I do know. When was it? She got back at Tulsa.
She's been doing pretty good.
Yeah, she's been doing really good. Back at Tulsa, she got, what was it, Reserve Grand?
Yeah.
And then she's gotten, I think she got Grand at one of the swap shows.
Yeah.
She's done pretty good this season.
Yeah.
Actually really good.
You don't know how she did in the county?
No.
Usually your dad posts something and I catch it, and that's when I talk about something, but I don't know. It's easy to miss on Facebook. There's more ads on there nowadays than actual social posts. Yeah, Corey he must have had a good year selling tractors last year because he had a little more commission money to spend a little more money on some pigs, huh?
They have a lot of pigs this year.
Oh, Uncle Corey, is that what you call him? What do you call him?
Corey.
Uh-oh.
I just call him Corey.
Let me see. What's the wife's name?
Sally.
Sally. Yeah, Sally. And then your grandpa and grandma Pritchards, they're really into all that.
Yeah, they're at every show.
Yeah, it's all cool beans. All right, let's see here. Let's go briefly over what has caused the markets to do what they're doing right now before we go to our last break. Wheat futures were lower on favorable weather in several countries and ongoing concerns about how the trade war between the U.S. and its three largest trading partners will play out. Precipitation in the U.S. Midwest likely are improving prospects for soft red winter wheat, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist with MaxR. Well, that's a mouthful for me. Rain was expected in central and eastern parts of the Midwest yesterday, and snow was forecast for the northwestern areas. Showers are improving moisture for wheat, especially in northern, central, and western areas, Kinley said in a note to clients. Rain in the Delta will also give crops a boost. He said precipitation is expected in central and southern parts of the region this weekend, and additional rain in southern parts of the area will boost soil moisture for wheat. We might get a total half inch of precipitation tomorrow. That'll go a long ways. I know there's, Jake Dameron called me really early this morning, and he had been out putting fertilizer out already in the dark. So he's banking on it.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Also underpinning prices this morning are ongoing worries about where tariffs are headed. Tariffs. That's all we're hearing about it. U.S. President Donald Trump whipsawed investors again yesterday, saying he would back off the tariffs on some goods out of Canada and Mexico. The White House said at the start of the week, they imposed 25% tariffs on all Canadian and Mexican goods, but said less than 18 hours later that it would delay. So it just tells me that our president, you like that?
Love it.
You want me to go president?
Oh.
No, president. He is using it for bargaining. Mm-hmm. And our price is already low. I don't know how they can get worse anyway. On grains, not cattle, but on grains. He's just using it for a bargain chip because we got a lot of illegals coming in. And we got a lot of fentanyl, drugs, and stuff coming in. And there's good and there's bad illegals. I'm going to put it out there right now. Because back in the day, I remember a lot of illegals coming in and hoeing cotton for a lot of farmers around here.
Yeah.
And they were families. And when they got done that summer, they went back to Mexico. There's some good people down there. They just want to make a good living.
Yeah.
But we got all these drug cartels and gangs and whatever else coming. If you haven't been following the news, you know that's been going on. Matter of fact, they said they got a bad gang deal going on in eastern Oklahoma right now with some from Guatemala and what else, another countries. So I see what he's doing. Hopefully it doesn't hurt us. I don't know how we can get hurt any worse. Let's see here. Sales for corn overseas this week, 7 days it ended on February 27th, we reported at 909,000 metric tons. That's up 15%. So the tariffs hadn't hurt that yet. Japan bought 260,000 tons. Mexico, 249,000. Korea took 132,000. Thailand took 1 million. No, I'm just kidding you. They didn't take none. Colombia purchased 117,000 tons, and Portugal bought 92,000 tons of U.S. corn. A John Doe destination canceled cargoes of 248,000. Exports for the week was 1.27 million. Soybean sales was totaled 352,000 metric tons, down 14% from a week earlier and unchanged from the average. That ain't looking too bad. China purchased 205,000 tons. Germany was in there for 114,000 tons. Egypt, 68,000 tons. Netherlands, 60,000 tons. Mexico, 55,000 tons. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready for the John Doe? The total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled orders of 216,000 tons. Spain nixed shipments at 35,000, and Libya canceled 27,000. Exports for the week fell 18%, 792,000. Wheat, not too bad. Wheat sales rose 26% week over week. You hearing that in the headphones, or is that just me? You hear anything?
No. I hear, I think you're going crazy.
Yeah, I guess. My hearing is playing tricks on me. Wheat sales rose 26% over week to 738,700 metric tons. That's down 25% from the prior four-week average. Mexico, 91,000 tons. Philippines, 66,000 tons. Dominican Republic was 47,000 ton. Ecuador, 39,000 ton. And Nigeria was in there for 31,000 tons. No John Doe's here. Exports were unchanged from the previous week of 380,000 tons. You ready to take the last Wheeler General Store break?
Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
What are we going to talk about the last segment?
I don't know.
You got any FFA news?
Not really.
You ain't been home in almost 3 weeks. You probably don't even know what's going on yet, do you?
Yeah, no, I really don't know what's going on.
Hey, that's a good thing. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I have seen a tragic amount of patients who have came to see me who have waited because of the fact that they didn't have insurance. And it breaks my heart because I could have saved them so much money if they would have came in sooner instead of waiting. We have our own plan for patients that don't have insurance. There's a one-time fee of $99 for around $30 a month. You can get your cleanings and checkups covered and a 15% discount on all treatment. You can do that first visit for $99 and a monthly fee after that to make sure that you are able to get your teeth cleaned and checked so we can find small issues before they become big problems.
I'm Dr. Jamie Cameron, Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics in Weatherford, catty corner to Walgreens, swdentalok.com.
Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
No insurance, no problem.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Hobart Farm and Garden, they do stock the catch-all at their store. Everybody's giving me crap on the text line here. I'm just going to give it back. And this catch-all thing has magnets that sticks to your cake box or your back of your pickup. And, man, it's really easy to put balls of hay wrap in. 59 degrees, dew points 32. Oh, whoa, wrong place. Holy moly. Let me back down here. Let's go to Altus. I ain't been to Altus in a while. 74 degrees. I knew that was wrong when I started that out. Dew points 24, humidity's 15, northwest wind 17 miles an hour, wind gust up 24, 22 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far in the last 10 days, three-day average, four-inch bare soil temperature, 51 degrees. Man, is your triticale in your garden growing like crazy? Is it? Wow.
Try to mute me, why don't you?
Yeah, well, you was yawning. was the triticale, are you guys putting your garden or you already tilled it up?
It's all tilled up. I bet we're going to have to till it again because of the rain we've gotten.
Yep. All right. 6:38 sunset, 77 and sunny today. Tonight, rain showers likely, 37 degrees. Tomorrow, 41 for a high and a 90% chance of rain. How about that? Cool beans. We got that going on. What else was I forgetting to do here? You ever notice I do stuff on the fly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't offending you by the way I do stuff. Let's see. Let's talk. I need to talk to wildfire before we get to the what I need to do. Prepare for wildfires as potential continues. This is from Texas A&M AgriLife. Email I get from them. Texas fire personnel and equipment activated as wildfire numbers increase. Bet you didn't know this, but as wildfire potential continues across Texas, the Texas A&M Forest Service advises Texans to be prepared and keep prevention in mind. Dry conditions will persist into the weekend. According to Jared Carnes, Texas A&M Forest Service Fire Chief, it's important for Texans to prepare for wildfires, work to prevent them, and heed warnings from local officials. I didn't know this here, but what do they said here? Where's that number at? I like numbers. Oh, since January 1st, state and local firefighters have responded to 462 wildfires that have burned a little over 9,000 acres statewide.
Wow.
Yeah. And so 90% of the wildfires are caused by people and their activities. Meaning most are preventable, help prevent wildfires by being cautious with any outdoor activity that may cause a spark. Debris burning is the number one cause of wildfires in Texas. Always check for and follow local burn bans and burning on hot, dry, windy days. Equipment is the second leading cause of wildfires. Keep all vehicles in good working order and avoid parking and driving in tall, dry grass. Catalytic converters can spark dry grass. Prepare your family. Do you guys have a fire preparedness plan out there? Is your dad, is he on it?
So, like, pretty much all, we probably should have more, but all we have is that we know that if there's a fire, like, on our house or something, we'll, like, get out however we can and then go meet at the dumpster.
Yeah.
And then if it's, like, in our pasture or, like, on our yard or anything, I don't know. Dad, he's never told me anything, but I bet he has something to do. But
well, maybe you can go tell him now.
I'm going to go tell him that he needs to get on top of it.
Because I'm going to read you three things before we get back to you and gardening. Prepare your family for wildfire. Create a go kit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a go-kart, but a go kit. Build a kit with people and pets, supplies, prescriptions, important papers, personal needs, and priceless items. plan evacuation routes, which sounds like you guys already got that, which is cool. Identify at least two evacuation routes and preload evacuation routes into your vehicle or your cell phone. That's your job today when you get home.
All right.
And then follow instructions of local officials. Sign up for local alerts and notifications from local emergency response.
I like it.
You like it?
I'm going to get on my parents' butt about it.
Yeah. Yeah, daddy. All right, let's see here. Let's talk gardening. We got about 4 minutes left.
Okay, I can make it quick.
Well, we got 4 minutes. Everybody's getting antsy. I can tell by, I follow the Oklahoma gardeners or gardens on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Man, what temperature does the ground need to be? Blah, blah, blah. It's happening.
Well, so this year, like I said, Dad's got all of our seeds started in the greenhouse while I was gone. And you know how usually we use the sand and Jiffy pellets?
Yeah.
So this year, he tried something new. It's called rock wool. And it's just, it's a yellow, like, square.
Spell that for everybody.
R-O-C-K-W-O-O-L.
Okay.
But it's like a little block. It's like that.
Couple inches thick.
Yeah. Tall, and then it's
square, round,
pretty square, and it's got like kind of like a grid on it, and then holes that you stick your seed down in.
Okay.
And it's really good for holding moisture, and it has the ability to give the root instant access to water and nutrients, and it helps to keep seeds or seedlings from drying out while not allowing them to become waterlogged. So instead of having to go out there every single day and watering, you can water like every other day, every 2 days, and the water will stay there.
Oh, cool.
It's kind of like the idea of our plastic culture just in our greenhouse. So it's really cool. And then instead of using dirt to cover it, it's, say this right.
Yeah, come on, do it.
Vermiculite.
Yeah, you did it. That's correct.
Used as a growing media for seed starting and root propagated cutting because of its sterile nature and ability to retain moisture without encouraging damping off. And all plants can be started from seeds or cutting using this vermiculite as a sole media for growing. It's really cool. It kind of looks like fertilizer beads, like the, I don't know.
Pellets?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's just, I don't know. But I went out there. Everything's doing really good, too. And it also takes up like half the space as the Jiffy pellets. Because usually we have our whole greenhouse full.
Yeah, I've been in there.
Yeah, it's always full of like our boxes with Jiffy pellets full of seeds. We planted the same, maybe a little bit more, and we only took up half of our greenhouse with it.
Really?
So it like reduces the base down a lot, and hopefully it'll be really good because it took a lot less time too.
Oh, when you guys get ready, but you're going to still have to transfer them over to the cup.
Yeah, we'll still have to transplant them.
So the greenhouse will be full again.
Yeah, it'll be full once we get them into cups, but for now, we're only about half full,
Do you know where your dad got that at?
I do not. He has not told me. I told him to send me all the information on it since I wasn't here when he did it, and he didn't send me very much.
He doesn't care about you, does he?
No. Kidding. He loves me, I think.
Who loves you most, mommy or daddy?
I don't know.
I think they both love you the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good parents.
They are pretty good.
The music's playing. What does that mean?
Time to go back to school.
I know. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah.
Hey, find the information out on that stuff.
Yeah, I'll get a lot more for next week.
Yeah, because it's not, I mean, it's still early.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys Monday.
A school bus pulling up to a stop. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KEZO, Elk City.
Fox News, I'm T.